Hello, I'm Richard Rogers, and this is the Tuesday 10-Minute Meditation. Today's meditation, we're going to focus on the power of God. The power of God that's within you, the power of God that's available to you, the power of God that allows you to do amazing things, to create miracles, to live the most amazing life, and to really own that power. You know, I'm thinking about Marianne Williamson's quote today, "Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure." Well, that's what we're going to explore in this meditation. So I want you to take a deep breath. And I want you to be willing to call forth the power of God that's within you. To really feel the power of God that is within your very soul. And that God in you is truly infinite. God in you is powerful beyond measure. So take another deep breath. And I want you to see how much of the power of God can you hold within your own soul. How much of the power of God are you willing to access in your life? How much of the power of God are you willing to experience? I am powerful beyond measure. The God in me is powerful beyond measure. I want you to feel yourself accessing that power. That many times we have separated ourselves from the power of God. We have felt disempowered. We felt things were impossible. We felt like we couldn't do things. And yet the full presence and power of God is within all of us. So the truth of you, the truth of me, the truth of all of us, is that we have access to infinite power within ourselves. But that we have to expand our soul to hold it in greater ways. That when we are contracted, when we are in our fears, when we are in our worry, our doubt, our shame, we contract to the point where we can't fully hold the fullness of God. We can't hold the unlimited power of God within us. So today we're going to take a deep breath. We're going to allow our soul to expand. And we're going to hold the very power of God. We're going to access it. We're going to feel it. We're going to let it move within us. I am one with the infinite power of God. I am one with power beyond measure. To fully live your life, to fully express all that God has created you to be, we need to make peace with infinite power. We need to move beyond the mindset of separation or limitation, and we need to begin to hold the possibility that's greater than that. I am one with the very power of God. I am one with the infinite power of God. The power of God that allowed Jesus to create one miracle after another. That allowed those situations to be transformed for him to heal the multitude and feed the multitude and lift the multitude to new heights. That power of God was within him. And the truth is, it's within you as well. There is unlimited power within you. And when we quit running from it, when we quit hiding ourselves, and we begin to call forth that infinite power, everything in our life begins to change. I am one with the power of God. Feel that. I am one with the power of God. You are powerful beyond measure. The power that created the universe, that created day and night, that created three-dimensional form is within you. You've been given the power to access that infinite power and to use it in the highest and the best way in your life. That as we come into a loving relationship with ourselves, when we are actually doing the highest and best for ourselves, when we are moving our life forward in positive ways, it then becomes appropriate for us to access the power of God. See, when we're harming ourselves, when we're being destructive, it's actually more destructive to access the power of God, because then you can just hurt yourself in greater ways. But when we actually open a space for self-love, when we can stand in compassion and love for ourselves, when what we're creating is the highest and the best, not only for ourselves, but for all, then it is truly appropriate to access the power of God. I am one with power beyond measure. I am one with infinite power. And I use this power for the highest and the best. I let that power just move within me to heal, to bless, to transform. I am one with the power of God. I am one with the power of God. That whatever is going on in your life today, whatever the need, whatever the situation is, I want you to see the importance of learning to call forth the power that is within you. That every hurdle, every obstacle, every situation in your life is inviting you to call forth greater power. All the obstacles, all the hurdles, all the problems, all the challenges are just there to see if you're willing to be more powerful than each and every one. If you're willing to align yourself with the power of God within you and call that power forward to heal, to bless, to transform everything in your life. I am one with the infinite power of God. I am one with infinite power. And I forgive myself for any ways that I might have misused that power in the past. I forgive myself for any way that I might have harmed myself or others. And I realize that I can use that power now in more creative, more loving, more peaceful, more kind ways than ever before. I choose peace. I choose love. I choose abundance. I choose power. I choose to heal and to lift up and to bless. I am one with the very power of God. I am one with the infinite power of God. I have the power of God within me. Jesus said, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will be done. Because he knew the power of God within him. He knew that all things were possible, and he tried to teach that to all of us. I am one with the power of God. I am one with the power of God. there is no limit to the power of God within you. That whatever the issue, whatever the condition that you're facing in your life, it is absolutely here to teach you how to access infinite power. You're not here to be a victim. You're not here to be small or weak or limited. You're here to be the living expression of all that God is. So today we just give thanks. I am one with the power of God. And so it is. Amen. God bless you, friend. I see you taking this meditation into the deepest place within your soul and living from a place of more power than you ever have before, that this can absolutely be a turning point in your life, that you can claim the power, the very power of God, and that your life can be transformed this day. And so it is. God bless you, friend. Have a great day. Bye-bye.